Stop chasing random followers who will never buy your book. I know you've been there. You're posting videos on TikTok, you're sharing on Instagram, maybe you've even tried Substack, and you've got some followers, but nobody is buying your book. Here is the honest to goodness truth. You don't have a follower problem, you have a targeting problem. And in this video, I'm going to show you exactly how to find readers who are already looking for books just like yours and are ready to buy. No more throwing content at the wall and hoping that something sticks, because that never works. So if you want to get a jump start on your overall book marketing plan, be sure to download my free book marketing blueprint to help you get started building a foundation that actually works. I'll add the link below. So when it comes to promoting a book or building an audience, most authors are doing what I call pebble marketing. So picture this, you're standing by a lake and you're throwing handfuls of pebbles into the water. They'll scatter everywhere, but they only make tiny little points of impact. So if I were to ask you who you write for and you say anyone who loves to read, you're standing on the shore throwing tiny pebbles, creating really tiny ripples with no lasting effect. But when you know exactly who your ideal reader is, that's like taking a boulder and dropping it right into the center of the lake. It makes a massive impact in one spot, but the ripples reach further than those scattered pebbles ever could. The mistake I see authors making, they think that they need to reach everyone who reads in their genre. They are throwing pebbles. When authors say, "My book is for anyone who likes romance," or "all thriller readers will love this," "every entrepreneur needs to read my business book." No, stop. This is exactly why your marketing feels exhausting and it isn't working. When you try to talk to everyone, you are talking to no one. Your message gets diluted, your marketing budget gets scattered, and your ideal readers and the ones who will absolutely love your book never even notice you because you're blending into the noise. Here's what's going to change everything: understanding that there are two completely different types of people engaging with your content. There are browsers who are just window shopping. They might like your posts, they might even follow you, but they're not emotionally invested. They're entertainment seekers, not book buyers. Buyers are actively looking for what your book provides. They have a specific problem that they need solved, an emotion that they want to feel, or a transformation that they're seeking. They're not just scrolling, they're searching. The magic really happens when you stop trying to convert browsers into buyers and instead focus on attracting people who are already in buying mode. But how do you find these ready-to-buy readers? So let me show you. I'm going to show you the three-layer targeting system. So the first layer is identify emotional triggers. Your ideal readers aren't just looking for entertainment. They're also seeking specific emotions and transformations. So for fiction readers, they might be craving escapism from a very stressful job, or they want to feel the thrill of solving a mystery alongside your protagonist. For nonfiction readers, they might be desperate for a specific solution, or they're ready to finally tackle that life change that they've been putting off. So ask yourself, what emotional state is my ideal reader in when they're most likely to buy my book? Are they frustrated, excited, overwhelmed, hopeful? And then you target that emotion. So the second layer is turning point moments. So your buyers aren't randomly scrolling one day and deciding to purchase your book. Something triggered them to start looking. Maybe they just got promoted and need leadership skills. Maybe they're going through a breakup and need an escapist fiction. Maybe they're launching a business and need marketing guidance. These turning points, these aha moments, are when people become active buyers. Your job is to show up right when they're in that moment. And so layer three, where buyers actually hang out. Here's where most authors kind of mess up. They assume their readers are where all the other authors are. But readers and authors don't necessarily hang out in the same places. Your romance readers might be in Facebook groups discussing their latest book obsessions, not following author hashtags on Instagram. Your business book readers might be listening to industry podcasts or reading newsletters, not watching author TikToks. Stop following the author crowd and start following the reader trail. This might take some research, but this is time very well spent. You don't need to be everywhere. In fact, being everywhere will really kill your results. Pick one, maybe two platforms where your ideal readers actually spend time and really dominate those spaces. I'd rather see you have 100 engaged email subscribers who buy every book you release than 10,000 social media followers who never purchase anything. Remember, social media followers are window shoppers. Email subscribers are buyers. So here are your action steps. Here's what you're going to do right now. So step one, stop thinking about readers of my genre and start thinking about one specific person. Give them a name, a story, a specific problem, or a desire that your book addresses. Step two, ask yourself, what just happened in their life that made them actively search for a book like mine? That's your targeting trigger. And step three, research where that specific person goes for book recommendations. Is it Goodreads, BookTok, a specific Facebook group, a podcast, and go there. And step four, create content that speaks directly to their turning point, moment, and emotional trigger. Stop talking about your book and start talking about their problem. Step five, always, and I mean always, give them a clear next step. Don't assume that they know to check out your book. Tell them exactly what you want them to do. The difference between authors who struggle to sell books and authors who build loyal, buying audiences comes down to one thing, being specific. If you want to take this even further and get the complete system for not just finding your ideal readers, but building a thriving author platform that consistently sells books, I'd love to invite you to join the Author Circle. This is my book marketing membership where fiction and nonfiction authors get the step-by-step training, tools, and ongoing support to confidently grow their audience and sell more books without feeling overwhelmed or having a bunch of guesswork. Inside the Author Circle, you'll get personalized visibility plans, learning how to expand beyond social media, and join in a community of authors who are actually making this work. You can learn more about the Author Circle in the link below. If this video helped you realize that you've been targeting wrong, drop a comment and tell me a specific thing that you're going to do to change about your approach. I read every comment and love hearing about your breakthroughs. Remember, you don't need more readers, you need the right readers. And now you know exactly how to find them. I'll see you next time.